Let's meet some more of the Carroll Merchants players playing ball this summertime in Merchants Park. Today, we're happy to have with us Zach Whistler from Owosso, Oklahoma, and is going to be going to school at Fort Scott Community College. Now, first of all, Zach, welcome to Carroll. What's been your experience so far? What's your summer been like?
It's been awesome. A lot of baseball, golfing a few times a week. Family's awesome. Team's awesome.
Let's talk about your golf game. How's that going so far? You don't have much time to do golf.
No, just on the days off. We get like one day off every couple weeks. But, you know, it's not very good at all. I drive okay. I can hit it pretty far. But chipping and putting, I don't know where it's going after that.
But it looks good off the tee, right?
Yeah.
Anybody else on the team you golf with?
Yeah, Jake Lotz, Troy Hadukovic, mm-hmm. Grant Jacobs, Jacob Rosales, those guys.
Who's the best golfer of all of them?
Grant Jacobs, he's pretty good. Lots is good. They're all pretty good. And I just hit it pretty far.
You just hope not to fall too far behind. Huh?
Yeah.
I know that feeling all too well. Let's talk about you're going to Fort Scott Community College. You got plenty of teammates on this team this year.
Yeah, that's good. My coach at Fort Scott called. He said, you know, there's going to be 3 or 4 guys here. You'll get to know them coming in as a freshman. So I thought that was good. And they've been awesome. They're teaching me the ropes and like getting me ready for Fort Scott and what to expect. So that's been very helpful.
I assume those are the guys you kind of gravitated to immediately.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I came up and introduced myself right away. They came up to me because, you know, I was a little shy at first, but they took me in very well.
What drew you to Fort Scott Community College? This is out of Kansas, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
My brother played there for a year. So he loved the coaches. He knew what, like, he taught me about it. And I loved it. And I came on my visit and everything he said was true. The coaches are awesome. They care about you. And that's what I love, so I chose to go there.
Well, I hope you're enjoying your time here in Carroll as well, but let's talk about your baseball career. When did you get started in baseball, and talk about that?
Well, very young. My dad coached. He's been coaching about professionally for 30 years. Coached in the big leagues.
Really?
Yes, sir, for the Reds, and he just coached at every level. So I've been in baseball pretty much my whole life, so that's what drew me to it, and haven't got away from it since.
You were probably a little kid out there shagging balls and everything else.
Going to the field with them, it was awesome.
When did you take up pitching? Because you're a pitcher for the Merchants.
Pitching? Last year. That's when I first became a pitcher. I've been corner infield. Could hit a little bit, but terrible. Like, I had no range. So ball to my right, ball to my left, that's all I could get to. So I switched to pitching. That's where my best route to the next level would be.
That's got to be a tough transition.
Yeah, I'm learning a lot. I know nothing about it, but my teammates are helping me out, coaches, Cody's helping me. So
yeah, actually you're picking up a few more strikeouts this summer than you expected, but you're pitching, you're more of a ground ball, pitch to contact kind of guy.
Yeah, quick innings, low pitch count, trying to get the outs, get my team back into hitting.
You're our fielder's best friend, quick innings, get in and off, especially in this kind of heat and humidity.
Yeah.
Talk about your family. You mentioned your dad. Who else in your family is there?
I got my mom, Mary. I got an older brother. He's played baseball in college, Josh Whistler. Then I got a little sister. She's like 14 months younger than me, so we're pretty close. Pretty much like twins, Rachel. So like we're in the same grade. So we went since like second grade, we've been in the same grade, same mm-hmm. classes. So we're pretty close.
Do a lot of traveling teams when you were younger?
Yeah, we travel, go to showcase events. Like we go to Kansas, Wichita, Texas, all that kind of.
So you said you were from Oklahoma, actually from Oklahoma, Owosso, Oklahoma.
Yes, sir.
But the big question is, you're not an Oklahoma fan. You're not an Oklahoma State fan. You are a
Texas fan.
How
Texas
does Longhorns. That happen?
My mom is a huge Texas fan. So we went to a game, and that's what made me fall in love with Texas.
You know, kind of an Iowa State territory up here. If you haven't noticed.
Yeah, sure.
But that should be an interesting matchup maybe this year for those guys. Let's talk about your earliest memories of baseball. What got you hooked on baseball? What do you love about the sport?
I just love about the, like, it's kind of, like, slower, you know, everyone thinks it's kind of slow, but you know, it's like a chess game. You got to put pieces there, and but I just love this sport, you know.
As a pitcher, of course, you got to think right along. I mean, do you just try not to, you know, overthink things and let the catcher call the game, or do you have an idea what you want to do?
Well, I'll let him, he'll call the pitches. Like, I trust my catcher, Talon and Troy, they're really good at calling pitches. So I trust them, but, like, couple times through the lineup, I see some where I feel my changeup or curveball or fastball is working better than others. I'll go with that more, and then But I trust them. They're pretty good at calling pitches.
I assume when you're not on the mound, you're in that dugout talking to them all the time about
how
things are going.
Learning and stuff, and they're helping me out.
You're at the point of the season now where you've got to know these teams, especially somebody said Bancroft. You guys have played them a whole lot. You probably are very familiar with that lineup and what to do and how to approach that.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I faced them most of my outings, but, you know, you got to keep the ball low. If you keep it up, they're going to hit it hard. I mean, these college hitters can hit. So you keep the ball low, wood bat, they're going to get away with a lot more than a metal bat. So just keep the ball low, let them get themselves out.
What's been the highlight so far for you from playing ball this summertime at Carroll?
For sure, pitching. Like, I wanted to face college hitters, so that's what I came up here. So college hitters, they're going to be tougher than what I've been facing back home. Mm-hmm. So that's what I want to come and just pitching. I got my first college win, so that was kind of cool.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Level of play you find pretty good?
Yeah, they can hit. Like, you get away with a lot. Like, you leave a mistake, they're going to damage it. You can't get away with a lot more here.
What's been, like, the crowd difference between, like, high school? I don't know. Was it a popular sport in high school? Did you play in front of a lot of people?
We were a big baseball school, but not a lot of people came out. Like, the Carroll Merchants here, their fan base is huge. It's fun playing at home. Like, they come, a whole bunch of people come. It's a lot of fun.
So your host family, we forgot to talk about them. Who are they?
Mike and Alicia Levelholt, and I live with Brenton and Bryce and Olivia. They're awesome. They took me in right away, made me feel comfortable. They've been an awesome family.
How long did it take to make that adjustment to living away from home and with a different family?
Not too long, because they helped me out a lot, but about a week, maybe a little less. It was tough coming this far away from home, first time I've ever been away from home from this long and far away, but they helped me out a lot.
Feel like you're making lifelong friends there?
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely. We'd love to hear that, because, you know, that's most of the experience, too. If you don't have that good experience behind you, then, yeah, you just don't know.
Yeah.
How about college? You said you're going to Fort Scott Community College. What's the future hold? You got any major in mind yet? You're just an incoming freshman this next year.
Right now, I'm just going to be general studies, see how it works out. I want to go into coaching, so maybe sports management, or maybe, like, do a history, then be a history teacher / coach, but mm-hmm. I want to coach for sure.
Definitely want to coach. All right. So, well, I tell you what, it's been great to have you here and talk about the facility here in Carroll. I mean, you said it's a pretty nice place.
Oh, no doubt. It's by far the best field around here. Like, so it's awesome to play. The mound's always kept well. It's just been a lot of fun, and it's an awesome place to play at.
You mentioned you were from a baseball school. Do you guys have a lot of great baseball fans in Oklahoma? Is it a big sport there? Is it more like football? And
Well, Wausau, we're always, like, nationally ranked. So, like, we're known for our baseball, but football's pretty high. All the sports, it's just a big sport state.
Did you play any of the sports in high school?
No, I just played baseball. I played basketball when I was young, but just kept with baseball.
Your dad's influence coming through there.
Yeah.
A couple of quick questions here for you. Major league team, do you follow one, and who do you follow?
I don't really follow. I just follow everyone. I love the sports. I just watch all the teams and keep up with all of them.
Since you were a pitcher, kind of come late to the pitching just last season or two, what players in the current major league rosters would you follow and do you like?
I like Noah Syndergaard, how he throws, and Justin Verlander.
How about players growing up? Did you watch a lot of baseball growing up?
I like King Griffey Jr. Mm-hmm. He was always awesome.
Junior? Yeah.
Yeah.
How about, what do you do in your spare time? If you're not playing baseball and doing that, what do you do here in Carroll?
Golf. I like to golf, then I haven't been fishing here, but I love to fish. So, I'll have to go fishing here sometime.
How about, you got a favorite baseball movie?
The Natural.
So what is the time schedule for you to actually go back to school? Do you have that in mind as of yet? When do you, I know you head back at the end of the month. We'll have a quick playoff session with the Merchants, hopefully. But how long will you have in between that and going to school?
Just a couple weeks. My move-in day is August 16th, so I'll have like a week or so at home with my family, then head back off.
Well, Zach, I tell you what, it's great having you here in Carroll over the summertime. Best of luck freshman year at Fort Scott.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your summer.
Thank you, too.
Zach Whistler once again from Wausau, Oklahoma, joining us here with Meet the Merchants.